So, hi and welcome to Blue Sky Horse Radio. My name is Jennifer and today is the 24th of July and I want to say a huge thank you to Alim from The Alim Show for coming here today to help record my show.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Technology is not my forte, but it's nice when you have really nice friends who will help you along the way.
Absolutely a pleasure. I'm glad I'm able to come out.
Sweet. So Alim will be back in a few moments and until then, I'm going to mention a couple of upcoming events. Actually, I've been really lucky to connect with Ben Andres in Tillsonburg here, and he's with the Blacktop Records, and he wanted me to mention some of the upcoming events that are happening there. So let me mention a few of those right off the bat, because if you're listening right now and you want to, if you love music and you want to check out our Southwestern Ontario area, you could go to Tillsonburg because they have a very live music scene there, so that's really cool. They have a really good contact with the let me see the name. It's, I know it's Semi Crenshaw. That's where the events happen at. The Semi Crenshaw is located at 51 Broadway Street in Tillsonburg. All right, so on the 31st of August around 3 p.m. to promote the Green Jelly Show with the Heart Attack Kids, BS101 and Blind Barber, and that is pretty awesome. So that's on the 31st of August, and if you check out the Blue Sky Horse Radio Facebook page, there will be information about this as well. You can get tickets from our event.ca, and he also says he's going to give away some tickets. So if you're listening right now, please email me at blueskyhorseradio@gmail.com, and whoever emails me first will get tickets to go see the show. And there's also another event. Let me see. I know there's another event. Okay. So there's an event on the Thursday, 4th of August, and that's with Green Jelly, and the August 18th is the Whoop Zoo and Intrusions. That sounds wicked. So please check out the Facebook page for Blue Sky Horse Radio if you want to find some more information, and I'll make sure to link all this out. And thanks so much, Ben Andres, for keeping in touch with us, and I appreciate that so much. And later, we're actually going to get a phone call. There's also an event. Tillsonburg is so musical, and I love it. I'd like to go there myself, and I will eventually. There's actually something on Thursday this week, too, and the person performing is going to call after 3 o'clock today. He's going to call to the show, and that's R.J. Marshall. So we'll be speaking with him later, and I'm also going to play a few of his songs as well. All right. Well, like you may have noticed if you listen to this radio show, is that the show is really dedicated to raise awareness for abuse against horses. And just trying to relay the awesome benefits of having horses in your life. And so sort of a response to the some of the excess horses that are out there. In response to that, there's organizations and people out there that have began to use horses for a lot of their mental health projects. And there's stuff called equine-assisted learning, where horses are seen as teachers, and they are used for skills building programs for people. So that's like a really unique way of looking at horses. We're used to seeing them as somebody that we ride, and they perform for us whatever it is that we're asking from them. So a lot of these alternative ways of surrounding yourself with horses are kind of looked at from a different perspective, and it's all about really the mental health aspects and the skills that we can learn from them. So on today's show, there's a couple of things that have been planned, including there's some pretty severe abuse that's happening out there with an organization here in Ontario, actually. And so hopefully next Sunday we're going to get some people that have been to the rally of, well, there was a rally that they started that to get some attention to the fact of this abuse happening. So hopefully by next Sunday we'll get somebody that was at this rally and give us some more information about what's actually been happening out there. And I want to say thank you to Catherine Betts from Canadian Wild Horses. Thank you for all the work that you do and for your just tireless efforts. I know you stay up late at night, every night, and you do it for the horses and for the people. So thank you so much. And I'm with your organization as well. And Canadian Wild Horses do advocacy for horses that critical breeds horses, wild horses, and also we believe in aligning with like-minded to further all of our causes. So again, this is the mental health aspects of horses in your life, and it's all also based on a conservancy type of idea, wanting to look after the environment so that not just horses can be on it, but coming generations as well. All right, so what are we gonna do? I was gonna mention also, my friend Tommy Pettersson in Sweden, he's a good friend of mine, and he's from my hometown, and when I was a young person, and I still lived in Sweden, I used to go to concerts in my local town, and I've talked about that before, but I'll probably never stop talking about it. Like, there were some awesome people there, including Peter Ahlqvist, who were able to bring a lot of people together to put together concerts. Like, literally every weekend, we went to this place called the, well, it was called, I guess, like, the Rock Castle, and rock as in, you know, rock out, and castle, it wasn't really a castle, it was just this huge house on top of a hill. So, of course, it was Rockborgen, which is Rock Castle. Castle of Rock. And I saw some really cool bands there, a lot of punk, a lot of heavier type of music. I guess in those days, it would have been the Fringe. I think Mucky Pop came there, actually, and, like, DRA and, like, just all of these bands that still are around, actually. So, anyhow, I was supposed to speak with Tommy, but he had gone away to a little island called Åland to watch folk racing. So he had just come back, and he wasn't really feeling up to a radio interview. So we'll have him on a different time. So Tommy, he's a really cool dude, and he does many different things, and he's been in bands since he was, I'm not even sure how old, but a young teenager, and he's one of the people that helped out at all these events that happened in my hometown. So Tommy's also in a couple of bands, and one of them is Bad Dreams Always, and they play hatecore, and then he's also in a band called Casudol, and they were around, like, back in the day in the 80s. And probably in the 90s also. And then they took a long break. And sometime last year, he told me that they started jamming again. And he said, don't tell anyone, because people get really excited about that back in our hometown and in their circles. So he was nice enough to at least send me some links to some of their songs. So yeah, today's show, like I said, is really kind of up in the air, actually. Alim and I will have some conversations also about some of the stuff that's happening in the world and kind of our ideas about it. And the show is really all about sending a message about peace and compassion and hope, and also that it's okay to be different. I think love will overcome, hopefully, before Earth is extinguishing us for us being such a huge parasite on it. But anyhow, I'm going to play a song. I went to a little used CD store here locally last week, and I got really excited because in the reduced, I can't believe this is going to be a reduced one, but anyways, I found this CD by Broken Social Scene, and I happen to really, really love one of the songs, especially on there, so I'm gonna put it on. This is Broken Social Scene, and the song is Stars and Suns. Broken Social scene.
Love it.
Yeah. I went to The Beat Goes On, and it was $2.99. And I literally, like, love the song, so... I just talked for... It's so difficult.
It's okay. Do you want to talk outside?
So that was Broken Social Scene with the song Stars and Suns. And hi, Liam. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. So I'm so happy that you're here today. I had some plans for today's show, and they sort of all are getting postponed at the time. So I'm happy that you're here because there's so many other things that are happening that are important to talk about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we had a little conversation before we went on air about some of the troubles in the world. And we talked a little bit, like, I know that you have an upcoming guest for your show.
Jane Elliott. I will be interviewing her on Wednesday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which will be 11 o'clock Mountain Time in her end. Now, I will be coming in studio, but I will be just doing like a pre-recorded interview, and then I will actually air that on August the 2nd. However, because with Jane Elliott, this is the first radio station in Canada that will be doing her recording for her interview, what I am going to do is I am going to post it before it's even aired. And the reason I'm going to do that is because so at least all of the radio stations, all of the TV companies in this country, in Canada, know that we are the first one to air this. And that will probably shed some light for some of the major players.
Yeah, like here we are as a nonprofit organization, radio station, and you're the first person to interview her. So do you want to tell us more about her?
Absolutely. So with Jane Elliott, she is an anti-racism activist. And there is a clip that she did play, and she talked about how that this is that the only race in the world is the human race.
Actually, I listened to that one and I really liked it.
And I'm gonna play that on here. It is gonna be about 1 minute and 46 seconds long.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go and I'm just going to pull this up right now. I'm just on the Sound FM, the biggest little sound in town. I really like the slogan on that for our radio station. Let me see if I can find this here. Yeah, so what you'll have to do then is you'll have to turn on the aux and turn on the turn off the mics.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
In just one moment. Sorry
okay.
about this
okay.
there, DJ Jenny. I'm just trying to pull this up here.
It's all good. We're sharing an important message and we're learning, I especially am learning technology to go with it. Alan here is a pro, so he was gracious to come into the show today and... like he was saying too, yes, yeah, soundfm.ca, or if you are in Kitchener-Waterloo, you're listening at 100.3 FM, and we are a community of broadcasters who actually pay for our own programming to share messages that we believe are really important. Having said that, Blue Skyhorse Radio is looking for sponsors. Like, if you believe in the messages of this show and also for Alim, Alim's show has the focus of kindness. That is like the vision of this show, is to spread kindness and just encourage kindness. And if you're listening to Blue Sky Horse Radio, this show is about horses. It's about making the world better for horses, but also for people. And like I always say, we don't live in a bubble, so you have to kind of think outside of the box.
Absolutely. All right. And I was also going to mention here that, you know, great work there, DJ Jenny on the show. I also have to say that, you know, it's great that you advocate for the horses, because I find animals can't advocate for themselves unless we as human beings step up to the plate and do it, and
exactly.
I really appreciate that as well. The other thing I also wanted to say as well is on June 26th, now there is the Ride Don't Hide for Mental Health on Sunday as well. Now I'm not sure if I think this was this upcoming Sunday that it's going in Vancouver, BC, and all across Canada as well. But I'm gonna get back to the Jane Elliott one. I kind of got distracted there.
That's
so.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
Go ahead. Is your speakers up?
Yeah.
Just turn the speakers up.
For me. We're the product of the Arab people who are the product of different languages, and there are 4 or 5 different races. There are not 4 or 5 different races, there's only 1 race on the face of the earth, and we're all members of that race, the human race. But we have separated people into races so that some of us can see ourselves as superior to the others. We thought it would work, I guess it hasn't worked, it has been bad for everyone, and it's time to get over this business. There is no gene for racism, there's no gene for bigotry. You're not born in bigotry, you have to learn to be a bigot. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. It's time to get over this thing. We best get over it pretty soon. I'm an educator. And it's my business as an educator to lead people out of ignorance. The ignorance of thinking that you're better or worse than someone else because of the amount of pigment in your skin.
Did you just contact her and she said yeah?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over it.
All right.
Nope, there's more.
More.
Yeah, I'm just gonna I'm just going to back up here for a second. Go ahead.
White person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens. If you, as a white person, would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you, white folks, want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
Wow, that's really powerful.
It is extremely powerful.
She doesn't mess around. She doesn't mess around. She goes right to the cause.
And see, and I mean, and I wish more people would do that anywhere in the world, not just in. I know she's in the United States. Now, a little bit of her history about her, and I'm gonna just pull this up here. Jane Elliott. I mean, she's got a whole bunch of documentaries and everything that she sells. Lectures, workshops, learning materials. If you go to www.janeelliott.com, she is an internationally known teacher, lecturer, diversity trainer, and recipient of the National Mental Health Association Award for Excellence in Education. Exposes prejudice and bigotry for what it is, an irrational class system based on purely arbitrary factors. And if you think this does not apply to you, you're in for a rude awakening. In response to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. over 30 years ago, Jane Elliott devised a controversial and startling blue eye / brown eyes exercise. This now famous exercise labels participants as inferior or superior based solely upon their color of their eyes and exposes them to the experience of being a minority. Everyone who is exposed to Jane Elliott's work, being it through a lecture, workshop, or video, is dramatically affected by it.
I can imagine. I've heard about that exercise a long time ago, actually. And I can't believe, are you really sure she hasn't been on a Canadian radio station?
I'll double check real fast.
That's incredible, because I feel like that's, well, congratulations to you, I guess.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just looking at her. I'm just going to read the Wikipedia and double check this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Wikipedia is not always the most credible source of information.
They don't have information on
there. And it says here, and if I'm looking at Wikipedia, I'm just putting here Canada, and I don't see anything when I check on the searches. But let me just see here. Reactions and public attention. She was on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. She was on that.
She's been around for a while.
Yes, in 1970, ABC produced a documentary about Elliot called The Eye of the Storm, which made her even more nationally known. And also, there was A Class Divided, was turned into a PBS Frontline documentary in 1985. Televised edition of the exercise was shown in the United Kingdom on Channel 4 on October 29, 2009. So, no one has done this in Canada.
That's incredible. Well, good for you.
Well, thank you. You know what? Well, I mean, hopefully the major news networks start becoming more interested in this. Maybe I can even try to convince The Agenda with Steve Paikin to put this on as well, because I think the thing is that Steve Paikin is huge on this stuff. Right now, he's talking a lot about racism and the Black Lives Matter movement and everything else right now.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if I can get a hold of his secretary once I get this interview, maybe what I'll do is I'll send him a copy of it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Good. I know, like, there's so much happening in the world. Like, I have, to be honest, I don't even watch the news anymore.
Yeah.
I stopped. Like, I involve myself all the stuff that I'm doing, and like I just get so tired of looking at the news and all the negative and all the depressing stuff. But like lately and recently, like there's stuff happening that affects all of us. And this, I mean, they just didn't, what happened in Berlin? Like, what was that? That's something recent, right?
Exactly. And the thing is that when it comes to the public radio, like the public broadcaster, and I was talking about this book on my last show when I had Alana here. is Alan Saulnier losing her voice, Radio Canada under search. And what Robert Rebranovich, I think that's a Russian last name, I mean, I hope they pronounced it right. He was a former president and CEO of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation from 1999 to 2007, and he says the following. A public broadcaster must at all times maintain an arm's length relationship to the government if it is not to become a state broadcaster. This is the story of how Saulnier's battle to maintain this integrity and the danger that this battle may now be lost, thus killing public broadcasting in Canada. And I was reading a little bit about this, and one of the things I learned just by reading this book here, and I'm going to just read just the very first sentence of the introduction here. I mean, sorry, not the introduction, the chapter one. And what this individual is talking about here is the fact that in 1922, CKAC became the first mass radio station for Francophones.
Wow.
And it was the first radio station in the country to offer classical music concerts, operas, and operettes. And they even had its own symphony orchestra.
That's awesome.
But I was also going to talk about as well, did you have something to add there, DJ Jenny?
I guess. The thought is like how media doesn't actually reflect, it reflects some news but not other. And we know that media companies are owned by the same factions that actually make a profit off of whatever news that they are putting on, right? And it, like, you know, true journalism is still out there, and maybe we need to go find it, right?
Exactly. And I was also going to say as well that I have to check if you're okay with this there, DJ Jenny, because I don't want to cut too much into your time of your show. But I have the episode one, which is about 15 minutes, and it talks about the Radio Free Roscoe and how they officially started their own radio station because they were tired of the fact of, of the corporate control, which in this case was their principal.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, sure. Go for it.
And yeah, just turn on the aux for me, please.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, just 1 second. Yeah, there will be a 15-second advertisement. I want to get rid of this advertisement. It's a Lego advertisement, though, which is funny.
Are you playing the advertisement right now on the page?
Well, yes. And then 3, 2, 1, turn on the aux. And turn off the mics.
Here. Look like this, think like this, be like this. How do you fight it? We start our own radio station. We keep our identity secret. It gives us the power to say what we want as loud as we want.
Okay, guys, there's one quick change. After I open with my question of the day, Ray, let's flip-flop section 1 to section 3. Lily, your song's still in the same place, though. Where's the part of the show where we get to be spontaneous? Oh, here it is. 4:17 p.m. Be spontaneous. Great, Robbie, because, you know, I'd hate for this to be too planned out. I just want to get it right. I don't want people to tune in and think we're a bunch of clowns. What is that? Beef stroganoff. Out of NASA. You want a space frosting? Please, please, please. Hey, we saw the posters. Nice touch.
Yeah, how early did you have to get here?
Who said I went home?
Okay, so what's up with the transmitter?
I did a circuit test. Nothing blew up, but to be on the safe side, I'd wear rubber-soled shoes.
I'm writing my will.
Hey, have you guys found your radio names yet? I'm waiting for the universe to reveal it to me.
Yes, what he said.
I was thinking the Raymanator. Alright, Ray, Terminator, best of both worlds, huh?
How about, Rungus, you know, like Ray and Fungus? It's the best of both worlds.
It's cute. I'll take that under advisement. How's your song going, anyway?
I'm still having a hard time rhyming with the word Roscoe.
How about Moscow?
Yeah, yeah.
We're kicking butt from Roscoe to Moscow.
Dylan, hello, Cougars. I'm Kim Carla, hoping you all remember that your altitude is defined by your attitude. As for your aptitude, all of my friends are reminded that the career aptitude test being missed your next period is mandatory. So if you ever grow up, this is how you know what you're going to be.
I already know what I want to be when I grow up. Kim Carla.
To think of this as a test. I want you to think of it as a tool.
Speaking of tools.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brennan. Was there something you wanted to say?
Only that I often like to speak of tools, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Because they comfort me him in times of trouble. The crescent wrench. Ah.
Ready. think the only people that ever heard us were ants with baby mongers. This is Baby Come Back for all those moms up there with spit up on their shoulder.
It's a 1947 vibraphone microphone. Hold on tightly. If you drop it on your foot, you won't cry.
I wasn't touching anything, smirk dog.
Smirk dog.
Smart. Best of both worlds. Thanks, Ray. The universe has spoken.
Where were we?
You talk here. It goes to the free amp here where you might boost the juice a little. Then on some mixers where I might pitch your voices a bit to make it sound less like you. These are your standard audio components, all retrofitted for the various idiosyncrasies of our system. Moon. I have your guitar jack here. These are your effects pedals. Buzz, reverb, and of course, the wah-wah. All your genius gets sent into this transmitter, which modulates the frequencies and sends it vibrating over our antenna out into that square mile of real estate that we call Roscoe. Any questions? He did warn you, Ray. And that is your countdown clock. To your battle stations. And I'm wondering, why should you listen to us? We're not giving away cash and prizes, and the only zippy slogan we have is, slogans suck. But here's the thing. If you're tired of not having a voice, if you're tired of not having choices, if you're tired of... I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
Well, I was just getting tired of your tired of speech. I know you thought you were on a roll there, but, hey, if anybody was out there operating heavy machinery, there would have been trouble.
Thank you, Pronto, for that excellent bit of improv. Now, let's go to our own Shady Lane, who's sitting here with the guitar and our new theme song. Shady?
Travis?
Has there been any buzz about us in the girls' bathroom?
Why do guys think that the girls' bathroom is this hotbed of intrigue? I mean, what, has there been any buzz about us in the boys' bathroom, guys?
Guys don't talk in the bathroom.
It's not our way.
We don't even like to make eye contact.
We don't even like to make eye contact when we're talking in the boys' bathroom.
Well, it looks more twitchy than usual. Maybe he was...
Or maybe he's just been talking to Ed and Ted.
Looks like they're happy with their test results.
Oh, yo, hey, Ed, Ted.
That's Ted and Ed. We're going reverse alphabetical now. It's only fair.
Okay, Ted and Ed then. Hey, did you guys happen to check out that RFR thing last night?
I'm getting started.
That bad?
Spend factor 11. Maybe 12.
Really? I thought after they got rolling, it wasn't that bad.
It was too soon. They wanted to be real radio. But let me tell you something about radio. Just because it's on the radio doesn't mean it's radio.
You just said radio 4 times in 1 sentence.
Roger.
How can they say it wasn't real radio?
It was just Ed and Ted. I thought you guys said they were androids.
Oh, they're androids. But I mean, they're right. I mean, think about it. If we weren't us, just 4 other dudes and dudettes, we heard us pseudo-dudos babbling away yesterday on the radio. What do you think we'd do? Turn to a real station?
Now, aren't you guys glad we have secret identities? It comes in handy when we suck out loud.
We don't have secret identities. I bought into this whole Spider-Man-Peter Parker trip, A, because I got some deep personal problems, and B, because who doesn't want to be Spider-Man, right? But here's the thing. Yesterday, we weren't Spider-Man. We were just a bunch of goofy Peter Parkers.
By day, he's Peter Parker. But by night, he's Peter Parker.
But I thought keeping it real was kind of the point of all this.
Well, there's the twist, my friend.
Oh, it's done.
Alrighty, well, that was really interesting. So, how can you find those guys? Like, are they on local radio somewhere, or they started their...
Well, the one good thing about... That's a great question, in fact. When it comes to the aspect of Radio Free Roscoe, now, people can watch these episodes on YouTube.
Oh, sweet.
Which is now up there, actually. And now, Radio Free Roscoe... what the show's about, and I'm gonna go and just talk about this. It's 30-minute drama. It was a TV series from 2003 to 2006, and the summary goes as follows. And this is found on the IMDb website, the Internet Movie Database website, which is us.imdb.com. And what this says is, it says, Robbie, Ray, Lily, and Travis have had enough with the lame crap on the radio. So they decided to take over the airwaves and give Roscoe High what it needs, an underground radio station. Can't find their voice while keeping their identities as a secret. Radio Free Roscoe, think underground. Written by Bubba.
Oh, nice.
And if I continue on about this show was actually taped in Toronto. From what I know is this was actually taped in Toronto. I'm gonna go into Wikipedia and find this out here.
Sounds good.
And I wish CBC would have actually played this. CBC never actually played this. This was done by Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it says Radio Free Roscoe is a Canadian television series filmed in Toronto, Ontario. It was produced by Decode Entertainment and was aired on 1st of August 2003 on Family in Canada. It has also been dubbed in French, as required for Canadian federally funded TV shows in the province of Quebec, aired on VRAC.
Wow. Okay, so I was a little bit confused because I had obviously not heard about it, but it was actually on TV. So, like, the concept of the TV show... Or did these people, like, actually have a radio program in real life?
No, this was actually a concept on TV.
Yeah.
And this show was also later aired on the N in the United States.
Oh, cool.
Where the show received funding for a second season. The series ended on 27th May 2005 because the N decided to stop funding the show along with Decode Entertainment. I'm like, are you guys nuts? You guys stopped funding this show? Like... Seriously? Canadian TV is so much better than American TV. You guys have lost your minds.
Spoken from the heart. I know, I guess it's a very artsy and local type of show. Like, it kind of shows, it's like off the grid, kind of. That's cool.
Exactly. And it's more like, it's almost like, ever seen that show called Royal Canadian Air Farce?
Yeah, I have seen it.
And you know how the sister Bessie, she just says things right from her heart?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago I saw it, but that sounds like something.
So I say exactly the same thing as it is. And you know what they always say is that when it comes to shows like the Radio Free Roscoe and stuff, I have to say that when it comes to stuff like this, Canadian TV is so much better. And besides, we are required, all radio stations in Canada are required to play 35% Canadian content anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, so why not do it here at Sound FM, the little sound in town?
I agree. Good for you. So you're going to put that on Tuesday?
Yes, I'm going to put that on Tuesday. I'm also going to put the very first premiere of the introduction of that so people know exactly what it's about. So I did the season one just to highlight what the show was about.
Yeah.
Just the first episode of it so people get the idea of it.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that when it comes to community radio, it's almost like we have a free voice. But
we do, because you can have an idea of a show and then you can literally take it off. You can do it.
Exactly. And the only other radio stations that offer this are college and university radios. But other than that, I have to say the most liberal one I find is Sound FM.
Yeah, and we have a real diversity of music, for example. Remember last week you came in when the band came, Phil?
Yes.
And I remember that Kira mentioned that she loves listening to Arabic music.
Yes.
And that, like, she said she'll tune into this radio station and, like, you know, we play anything. And a lot of the shows actually deal with, there's a show on Friday afternoons that I caught on one Friday afternoon. And, I forget the name of it right now, but it's on at 1 o'clock. And I remember him saying he started a show because he just wanted to talk about what's going on in the world. Like, he said, you know, let's look at the chemtrails, for example. You know, like the geoengineering that's being done to control the environment. Like,
right.
Let's have a conversation about it. And he's like, that was a response for me too, and maybe for you as well. Like,
absolutely.
You wanted to have a show where you can talk about something that you think is important, and hopefully connect with others that feel the same way. And maybe build on it. I mean, we all have ideas and ways of thinking about stuff, but if we can connect together, then we can just be so much more successful.
Exactly. It's almost like the show on Radio Free Roscoe. That's why I put this episode on, because it was about three people that decided to connect together, and the station that they had it on was 88.1, and it was at 4 o'clock, which I mean the one thing is that because this is all audio and people can't see the visual of it, they have to go on YouTube and they'll have to type in Radio Free Roscoe bracket RFR 102 on the air part one.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they'll be able to find it. I mean, but the one thing I have to say though is that when it comes to all of these particular shows, I think Canadian content needs to be more recognized and looked at, because a lot of the times when I look at American TV shows, they're so over dramatic to the point that, I mean, it's almost like, okay, and people find it more interesting than our Canadian content. Like, I find with our Canadian producers and stuff, we tend to, even though we tend to be more low-key and modest, but at least we speak from our hearts mostly.
It's like keeping it real to a certain extent. I don't even have TV. Like, I stopped watching television. I like to watch documentaries and, like, every once in a while, like, for sure, movies I watch, but, like, as far as the daily sitcoms and that, like, I get nothing out of it.
Absolutely no, and I don't either, tell you the truth. Like, I mean, the only reason I like Radio Free Roscoe. Now, I wanted to watch this show when I was growing up, and my sister was like, this is not a good show. This is a pretty lame show. That's what she was saying, and I never used to watch it, because it's like we only had two TVs in our house, so it's almost like, hey, I mean, I would have loved to have a TV in my bedroom just so that I could at least watch and catch up with series like these in high school.
Yeah.
So I could learn about the real world.
Yeah.
Instead of believing everything I hear from people, you know, I mean, I was pretty gullible, and now
well,
I'm trying
we're all gullible when we're young. It's okay. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna. Part of the advantages with being on the board of the radio station is that I get to like I'm on the emailing list now for when record labels send music out and
yes.
artists as well. So there was a Swedish record label actually. Well, I got the email and I responded to it because I was like excited to that they're from Sweden. So. And there's going to be a phone call in about 25 minutes from RJ Marshall in Tilsonburg, but I want to play this song, and the band is called The Slightest, and there's a bunch, you can go to, the record label is the Stockholm Recording and Publishing, so, and the band is Slightest, and they spell their name S-L-Y-T-E-S-T. So I'm just going to press play on the first song that comes up here, and let's see what you guys think about it.
I agree.
Close the door, help me let you go.
So that's The Slightest. And I actually like that song. That's awesome. So they're from Sweden. And I just want to say thank you, Sweden, for putting awesome music out there. And it's definitely part of the mission of this program, or for me in general, is to, like, I'm working on this bridge via North America and Sweden or Europe in general. Or in general, just working on bridges, I'd say. Because we gotta make connections to people, and the world is kind of at a sad place right now. There's so much trouble, and it seems like there's just greed and selfishness, and I don't know, it's depressing. And, like, what can we do? Like, is there any hope for the planet? Like, it seems like the elite is, like, even more powerful. And what about everything that's happening with the so-called terrorism? What is your thoughts on that?
Well, it seems as though that it's all of this is all a profiteering edge. And what I have to say, though, is that, you know, hey, I mean, you know what? There have been more people killed by police than terrorists.
It's kind of an interesting phenomenon, because there again, it's like the media puts a slant on it. Not to say that it's, I mean, it's kind of like, how do we define terrorism? Because if you are a Muslim, then you're a terrorist. But if you belong to a different country, or and you look different, then we don't call it terrorism. I mean, it's okay to kill innocent people if you come from another country, let's say.
See, I think it's all about colonialism, and I think the thing is that when it comes down and boils down to it, I will be honest as well that it is very, very disappointing to see that our world is defined by races. There's no four or five different races. There's only one race in the world, and that's the human race.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know what? If it's for one pigment of your skin color that we define people, we have a problem. And I mean, and it's not just the Western world, it's the other side of the world too. And I mean, you know what, we're all guilty of this.
Yeah, like a bit more common sense would go a long way, but fear-mongering is very powerful. And I think people like to be able to blame someone, because we know that there's trouble, and people want to have somebody that they can point the fingers to and say, he did it, it's his fault, or it's her fault. And we don't really apparently have the need to look behind the scenes or, like, figure out a bit more, like, is that true, you know? Because, like, I think we mentioned that on a different time when you were here. Like, if all Muslims were terrorists, we would all be dead. So, like, it's not that all Muslims are terrorists. It's that a faction. And, I mean, there's not even controversy over how these groups got started and who they get the funding from.
U.S. government.
Exactly. So, like, how can we even have a conversation that is, like, honest when a lot of people are aware of, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so complex. And, like, really, even, like, I read the newspaper the other day, and Trump had said that, you know, basically if he gets elected, he's going to really deal with the security. And it's like, really, is that really the main problem that we have in the world right now, is the security? And it's like, look at global warming. Like, we don't need to worry about much else. If we don't take care of the planet, there's not going to be any more presidential elections or much of anything, because we're in fact killing the planet. Like, the Arctic is now melting, like, way faster than they ever thought. And what can be more important than, like, focusing on actually taking care of the planet? Like, what could be more important?
Absolutely. And I totally understand that, for sure. See, for me, is I think the person that needs to win presidency is Jill Stein. She's in the States. Bernie Sanders, we all found out about him, that he is now endorsing Hillary. I think he has lost his mind by endorsing Hillary.
See, this is how little I follow, so I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, and that...
Between Trump and Hillary, I would support Hillary, because I don't think that Hillary is evil to the bone. I think that maybe even, like, her husband didn't start any wars. So, like, she's not perfect by no means, but, like, he is so obviously not very thoughtful of a person. And I think when you're a president of a country, you need to be thoughtful, because there are people in your society that are going to rely on you, that are completely vulnerable. And I don't think that he's going to be the kind of guy that's going to be like, okay, let's help from the bottom up. He's going to be like, well, it's kind of your fault. If you're on the streets, it's kind of your fault. And we don't need that kind of politics. We need politics that kind of see the fact that elitism and, like you said, colonialism, like, has effects that we still live with today.
Exactly.
And taking, like, the resource industry and everything, like, it just blows my mind how people, even, like, look up at the sky. Look up at the sky and notice, like, the fact that there are, like, all these jet streams, right, that they call chemtrails. And there's controversy over this. And they say, oh, there's no such thing. And it's like, well, like, it seems like it's more prevalent now than it was maybe, let's say, 20 years ago. All these, obviously, there's more planes in the air also. But the thing is that the chemicals that they're putting out there to control the climate is having such an effect on the environment that we're, like, speeding up the process. Like, look at the weather we've had here in Ontario, for example. Look at the weather in general. Like, we've had a lot of wildfires. There's been extreme floods. Like, all of this has been foreseen by scientists that due to global warming, we're going to get a lot more extreme weather, right? And when are we all going to wake up and realize that what we really need is community? We need each other. We need to feel safe. And that goes all across the planet. And you're right. Like, it seems like some have been deemed... It's like the powerful have made the rules, and we know that. The powerful make the rules.
Yeah.
And some people are okay to lie. They will lie to get their way. And so, as people, like, we've been bullied.
No, I agree. I agree. And you know what? And the thing is that people lie every day. You know what? I mean, and the thing is that when it comes to it, the biggest lies I find is usually at the top. They're the ones that control all the information, as John Mayer would say. You know what? Well, the media takes all the information and bends it how they want. So what we're waiting for the world to change.
Well, we're going to have to change it with us.
Exactly. No, it makes sense. And I mean, it's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, for me, is whatever information I get, I don't go and bend it.
See, no.
That's a wonderful thing about community radio.
Yeah.
We get all this information, but I will show all sides of the parties and, you know, all of the spectrums. And I think Hillary Clinton would be better than Trump. Yes,
yeah.
I do 100% agree with you.
But it's like by a degree, maybe, or so.
Yes. But, however, for real change, I think Jill Stein would be much better, personally. Like, I mean, I think the problem is that she's not getting much publicity anyways. One of the issues I'm looking at here that she has here, Jill2016.com, is Power to the People Plan. And what she writes is this: my Power to the People Plan creates deep system change, moving from the greed and exploitation of corporate capitalism to a human-centered economy that puts people, planet, and peace over profit. It offers direct answers to the economic, social, and ecological crisis brought on by both corporate political parties. And it admits the American people to fix our broken political system and make real promise of democracy. This plan will end unemployment and poverty, avert climate catastrophe, build a sustainable, just economy, and recognize the dignity and human rights of everyone in our society and our world. The power to create this new world is not in our hopes, it's not in our dreams, it's in our hands.
Yeah, that would be. But I mean, at this point, like, is she going to get, like, she should have been, like, a forerunner right off the beginning. She should have been in it from the beginning, right? Trouble is the money, right?
And the coverage.
The coverage. So she doesn't get coverage and the other people do.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's mostly the coverage. I mean,
yeah.
You know what? The thing is that I'm pretty sure they have the money.
Yeah.
It's just the coverage. And I think that is ridiculous.
So maybe she'll get more support by, like, people in general and communities, because it's not like Trump. He can pay for his own campaign, but, like, if enough people get to hear about her and step up and actually support her, then it could be, there's way many more people than there is a few Trumps here and there.
Exactly. And I mean, and her key points to the Power to the People plan says as follows: a Green New Deal, which she say create millions of jobs by transitioning to 100% clean renewable energy by 2030, and investing in public transit, sustainable agriculture, and conservation. And what she wrote is jobs as a right. Create living wage jobs for every American who needs work, replacing unemployment offices with employment offices. Advance workers' rights to form unions, achieve workplace democracy, and keep a fair share of the wealth they create. So this is even further than Elizabeth May.
Yeah.
And I mean, Elizabeth May is a wonderful leader. I voted for her myself. But the only thing is that, you know, I'm in the minority. But you know what? I would rather be in the minority. I would rather stand on myself, on my two little feet, rather than be in part of the corporate catastrophe. I was almost going to swear, but I decided to watch the language that I use. So the corporate catastrophe that we see in this world.
Yeah.
And she also wrote that end poverty, guarantee economic human rights, including access to food, water, housing, and utilities, with effective anti-poverty programs to ensure every American a life of dignity. Now, I know the tent city has been going on for a couple weeks now in this city, Tent City.
I read about it.
And I actually went to visit the people at the Tent City. Now, yes, I want to sincerely apologize to the group at the Tent City that I did not come as promised at 3 o'clock to go and do the icebreaker as I got distracted with the library group that I had. So I want to apologize about that. Secondly, I did want to say to the group of the Tent City, thank you for showing us and educating me, even though I came really late, about what homelessness does to people.
That is such a big, important thing to be talking about. And, having said that, I would like to, maybe speak to the organizers of Tent City and do, a special on one of my shows, because this is such a big, I have a huge heart for people who are homeless. I don't think anybody should have to be living on the streets. There's another group here in Waterloo, because homeless in Waterloo, I have heard of that, yes. Yeah, and, another amazing group. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna quickly put a song on here. RJ Marshall is gonna be calling us shortly, and I want you guys to have listen to the song before he calls.
Absolutely.
We're gonna talk all of these important things that we're touching on today. We are gonna revisit, and we're gonna reach out to the organizations here locally for sure. Alright, here's RJ Marshall with the song Burn It Black. I believe, maybe not. So let's have a little, let's have a moment, because that didn't work so well. Hang on. Alright, so that's actually RJ Marshall, and the song is Burn It Black, and I'm super excited because Marshall is actually on the phone with me. So, hey, how's it going? Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Alright, yeah, there you are. Okay, so your name is RJ Marshall, and you're from Tillsonburg, and that's, like, actually on the map.
Need some help.
You are from Tillsonburg?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. I know that you're connected with Ben Andres, and we were just chatting a little bit earlier, and he said that, like, Tillsonburg, like, I've never been there, actually, but I'm not even from Ontario originally, but do you want to tell me a bit about Tillsonburg and what's happening there?
Well, I mean, Tillsonburg is a small town. I mean, we have a Walmart, so I mean, clearly, but yeah, it's a small town. There's a ton of great musicians in the town, and again, Ben Andres, he's doing a lot for this town. He's bringing a lot of artists that normally wouldn't be in Tillsonburg. He's promoting the local talent that they've been starting out, and yeah, it's something that hasn't been here for quite some time, but you know, it seems to be coming back, and
how many people live in Tillsonburg?
You know what, you're asking the wrong guy. I'm going to say 10,000 maybe.
Well, that's not bad. See, I came from a similar type of community that you live in, like a small community, but when you have driven people that want to bring music there, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
Well, I mean, and you need that. I mean, he's bringing Green Joe. Have you seen him, Green
Joe? I just was checking him out a little bit earlier, but no, otherwise I hadn't heard them, no.
Okay, well, anyways, they're complete legends. Early 90s, to mid 90s, like punk, metal, almost a comedic flair to them. They're absolutely amazing. And they're coming on tour, so that's pretty exciting as well.
That's awesome.
I have a show with a band called X Prime, which is, I believe it's from Welland. Well, there, yeah, I could be wrong.
Oh, okay, cool.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm an Asian band, though. I have Jerry and Wade also on that show. We're amazing local musicians from the town.
Nice. So that's on this next Thursday, you said?
Yeah, next Thursday, the
20th. Sweet. And that's at the Sammy Cranshaw's again?
Yes, it is.
That's awesome. Wow. And I wonder if this is the event that Ben was giving away tickets for. Let me check the email, because he said there's tickets that we can give away. So if anybody's listening, we have tickets to...
Three tickets.
Come on, guys.
Come on, free.
Free. Not three, but free. Wow, like seriously.
Like free, come on. Nothing is free in life, so we're giving away free tickets.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to come out. I don't even have a car right now. So, like, for me to make it down there, I got to, like, network a bit. And then I'm going to come down to one of the events that happened there because I really want to check it out and maybe do some interviews with people and, like, bring back.
Yeah.
I just try to connect communities. That's what I try to do.
Well, exactly. And that's what it's about. I mean, you guys are having an indie radio station here. And you got to promote.
Yeah.
You got to promote people. I mean, everything isn't what's on the air on version 99 point whatever.
I know,
you
totally.
Know,
I don't even listen to mainstream radio. Like, every once in a while, I turn it on and I check it out, and I'm like, no, it didn't get any better. They just replay the same songs. Like, even a song that you like when you first hear it, after, like, the 100th time.
You overhate it.
I know, then that's sad.
You
that's not fair to the musicians.
If you're a fan of music, the thing is, it works the opposite with the average listener who doesn't
for sure. Well, I like the song Burn It Black, and I know you sent me another song too, and after we're done talking, I'll play your other song as well. But like, tell me a bit about more about you though. Like, how did you become a musician?
I've been playing in bands for years and years. My old band, Sweet Chops, we played in bands for like 10 years together. I had a couple different lineups. Played a lot of shows, probably longer than 100 shows or so with that band. I started playing with my dad. He would play like folky stuff, like old Beatles covers and stuff, you know, on his music, and I just kind of figured the guitar and started playing along with him, and that's how it started, right? And I've always played music, I've always sang. My sister is a great musician. She does a lot of music with me as well. And I just stumbled upon this solo project. It said, bands had broken up, and I was like, well, this way I'm going to rely on nobody. It's just me.
Yeah.
You know, if they call it cancel practice, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know? But, it's only in my blood, I guess. You know,
that's awesome. That's cool. Well, maybe by you playing on your own too, you'll probably encourage other musicians to want to like join with you because you got your own thing going.
That's cool. Like, honestly, I don't want to go because like, right now what I do is I go to the show with my guitar and I play it live and I sing live and I have my laptop, which runs those backing tracks.
Yeah.
So essentially, yeah, I'll just teach you sitting next to me and he dictates the tempo. So there's, I can't be spontaneous really. I have to stick to that, which I don't like. I would like to either find a band or a DJ to do this on stage live with me. And,
that's wicked. That
works. I have a few people that have been talking to me, but, it's also working out well, but eventually you can't keep playing the exact same show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll find them. Somebody will come out. DJ, I guess, sounds awesome, too. I mean, there's so much flexibility with that, but just, you'll find the people. You're on the right track, that's for sure.
It's not even an issue, really, but yeah, that's the ultimate goal, is to get a band together and do that, right, with this music. And it wouldn't be called Archie Marshall, of course, with a band, so who knows?
There you go. And you got those two songs that you sent me, but like you have obviously in your lineup, you have a bit more. Like you recorded these two. Like, are you on YouTube as well?
Yes, I am. And Facebook, Dr. Marshall, Facebook, YouTube. I believe my YouTube name is Robert Marshall.
Okay.
Those are the two that I finished out. I did this all on my apartment, right? I do all the instruments, and. The other ones, I don't know, I think six originals right now under Arjun Marshall, but as far as like how long those are, songs I've written, it's got to be about 150 or something like that.
Wow.
A lot of music I've been doing it since I was 14, so I'll be 30 this year, so I mean, it's a lot of hours long,
Yeah, sounds like it. That's awesome. Well, I wish I could be there on the 24th. Well, you're going to be, no, actually, what's the 28th? So it's on Thursday at the Sammy Crenshaw. So, and that's via Blacktop Records again. And I talked to Ben on the show probably about a month and a half ago. There was another event that was coming up at that point. And it sounds like you have a really nice community down there.
Well, we'll take care of one another, you know what I mean? The scene is actually thriving. There's so many good musicians in this town alone. It's actually incredible when you actually open every door and go inside and witness all this, all this town. It's insane. So, Ben's doing his part. Almost single-handedly. Like, bringing bands in and bringing people in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This town hasn't had that for a long time. It used to be a hotbed. Here with Delhi, which is just next door to us, big bands used to come and play here because it's kind of tobacco country and there's a lot of money back then around here. These bands want to play here. We have the talent, and and everyone wants to be playing shows. Everyone wants to be promoting their music, and that's doing a great job. So props to that.
That's awesome. Yeah, let's put Tillsonburg on the map. Like, hello.
Oh, why not, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, we have a Walmart, so.
There you go.
Yeah, right. I mean, right?
Well, I say nothing because honestly, I come from a small town in Sweden, and somebody from my hometown eventually started a record label called Burning Hearts Records, and he's with Panic in Action. Like, bands like Refused, if you've heard them, like, they're from Sweden. Yeah, so that's like some of the networking that I do, and like, I live in Canada now, like, I'm Swedish, but. So I talked to, his name is P.F., that's the guy, like, when I was little, he brought, like, Green Day to my hometown, and that was, like, yeah, it was, like, that was, like, the, when they released Dookie, and it was, like, are you guys kidding? Like, Radiohead came, like, bands like War, Pennywise, I'm sure, have been there, like, just all of these wicked, like, a lot of punk, like, that's the exact scene that were there, like, hardcore kind of music, like, that's what I grew up listening to and going to. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you got the other
plans,
too.
Yep.
Excuse me.
No, that's for sure. All right. Well, that's wicked. Thanks so much for calling, and I want to talk to you again. Maybe, like, after you do your show, we can maybe catch up again, and you can tell me how it all went.
Oh, that'd be great. Anytime.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. And we're going to put on the other song, which is Nothing to Say. And that's by R.J. Marshall. And I hope you enjoy it. And you should definitely check out the Tilsonburg concerts. And Blacktop Records is on Facebook. I know you can find it there. And I'll put some links out as well on my Facebook page for Blue Sky Horse Radio. Because this show is usually about horses, but I've always said, like, music is such a, like, instant, you know, like, music can make you feel. So we got to connect everybody together.
Well, thank you so much,
y'all. All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Alrighty, so that was RJ, and I apologize for my technical imperfections. So, but anyways, that was awesome to talk to him, and I'm just gonna find the song real quick here. And it is, the song is called Nothing to Say, and check out Tilsonburg for concerts. And I know I'm gonna make it down there, and it's gonna be awesome. So, yeah, have a listen to this song. So that's RJ Marshall and Nothing to Say. And I always love when I'm able to connect with people, musicians in particular, because there's so much passion that goes into making music. And I love music.
Me too.
So, yeah, right? And there's so many opportunities, and I'm going to do what I can to support Tillsonburg, that's for sure. And during when the song was playing, Alim and I were just talking about that. We need to figure out a way how to make it down there.
Exactly.
Because we're city people and we don't have a car, but we're going to figure it out and go down to Tillsonburg and support the music there and hopefully come back with some cool interviews and more contacts and just support in general. So.
Absolutely.
And RJ is playing at the Sammy Crenshaw's this coming Thursday, which is the 28th of July. I keep thinking it's August. The summer's gone by really fast.
They go by really fast, that's true.
But regardless, we do have some tickets to give away. And other bands that are going to be playing is X Prime and Madison Jury. So it's going to be RJ Marshall, X Prime, and Madison Jury at the Sammy Crenshaw's this coming Thursday. If you email blueskyhorseradio@gmail.com and you declare that you'd like some free tickets and you're the first person to email, I will give you the tickets. So you're welcome. No problem. Anyhow, Alim, what's up?
Well, I gotta say that this music is amazing. RJ Marshall, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of passion and soul for his music.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think Kitchener should bring him up. I think the city should bring him up.
I feel like that too. And like I have some ideas for an event that as soon as I meet with the board for our station, like on Tuesday, because we have our meeting, I have some ideas that I want to put out. And like totally, like whatever event we have coming up, we should bring musicians there. To support musicians, but also in support of our radio station, because we're a nonprofit organization here, so we're trying to make our community of people bigger.
Exactly, and that's the one thing as well. And I think the thing is that any donations would absolutely appreciate. If anybody gives any donations to Sound FM, we'll definitely take it.
Yeah, because we don't get paid. Like we pay for our radio here.
Exactly, and I mean, and we're all volunteers, so it would be great if people want to donate. Just go on to soundfm.com, and I mean, there.
.ca,
and just go from there and put your donations for that as well. What I'm also thinking of myself is, you know, when I do my interview with Jane Elliott, I'm thinking that, you know, all of the corporate medias like CBC and all those other corporate medias. I'm thinking, like, if they want to play my first ever Canadian interview with her on their stations, they will have to pay me to get copies of that. Like, I'll put it on Sound FM for sure, for the community to have, because, I mean, you know, the community shouldn't have to pay $1,000 or $2,000 for that. But I think those big mainstream media radio, the big corporate television networks and radio networks should actually chip in on that.
I agree. Yeah, totally. I'm looking forward to hearing her interview because she's got a really important message. And you were saying too that you're gonna let people send you questions. So would they do that via Facebook or how do they send you questions?
That's a great question. In fact, people can just email me at Radio Alim. That's RadioAlim at outlook.com. Again, that's Radio Alim at outlook.com. You could do that, or you could even you could even do that, or you can even email me at anathoo169@gmail.com. that is my email address that is registered on the Sound FM website, so either one I'll definitely check.
That sounds awesome. Well, it's about 3:33 here in Ontario, which is Eastern Time. On the next Blue Sky Horse Radio show, there's some really horrible events that have been happening in the equine community. I'm not going to go into any detail because I've been asked not to, but there's some horse abuse going on out there. And next Sunday, hopefully next Sunday, I'll say, there are going to be some people who used to be involved with a horse rescue where the owner of the rescue actually was abusing her horses, and I don't know all of what happened, but I know that there's a history of neglect and that situations occurred that should have never occurred, and it's happening up until this point. So next Sunday is going to be a really interesting show to tune into. It's going to again be equine related. You're listening at soundfm.ca or 100.3 FM if you are in Kitchener-Waterloo. And my name is Jennifer, and today's show with me is DJ Alim from The Alim Show. And his show is on Tuesdays between noon and 2 o'clock. And I want to say thank you for coming in today and chatting with me and helping to record the program. It's kind of a work in progress. Like, honestly, like, I love talking to people and connecting with people. My forte is not technology, unfortunately, so luckily I've had people help. When I talked to RJ Marshall, he was asking me if I had heard of the band Green Jelly, and he said that they're legends, I believe is the word he chose. So I gotta do him right, and I found a song with Green Jelly here, and it is called... Actually, it's really hard to find them because people post stuff that is green, has the word green or has the word jelly. So bear with me. Here's kind of an example of how my tech doesn't go so far. But here's Green Jelly, and the song is Three Little Pigs. So I hope this is going to be a good one and that you'll enjoy it.
Why don't you sit right back? And I may tell you a tale of three little pigs and a big bad
one day came the old house master, the big bad one.
was Green Jelly with the song Three Little Pigs, and I have heard that song, so it's interesting how much you can forget. And yippers.
It's true. I mean, I have to say that, you know what, commercials and, you know, stuff like that will make many of us forget.
Oh, totally. And this is like, I just saw the date, the release date, I think it was like 94 or something like that. So like it goes back a ways. And, but I mean, it's hard to forget that song, that's for sure. So thank you, RJ Marshall in Tilsonburg, for the shout out of Green Jello. And pretty awesome stuff. And when I was talking to him, I mentioned like the small town that I come from in Sweden, because my continuous effort is to connect with this guy that's from my hometown. But he started a record label and called Burning Heart Records, and he's also now with Panic in Action. So he's promised me an interview, because I'm going to talk about the history of like what he's done and the bands that he brought to my hometown. And when I was talking to RJ there, I was like trying to remember some of the bands that had come out, and I'm just going to mention some of them in case there's some like kind of alternative type of music out there, listeners. Let's see what he brought to town. Like, okay, so bands like Canimas are from Sweden. They play, like, death metal kind of music. Creator from Germany. Kazuto, which they were supposed to be on the show today, but Tommy wasn't feeling so great after his folk race event. He has a company called Gom Film, which is basically editing folk race crashes. And I talked to him before, and he said they don't put the stuff on there that where people get hurt. Alrighty, other bands like Gore were there, Carcass were there, Cro-Mags, Biohazard, New Model Army, Psychotic Youth, Napalm Death, L7, Levelers, Paradise Lost, Radiohead were there, and Biohazard, Entombed, they're Swedish, Toy Dolls. Let's see what else. Green Day came in 94. NoFX, I saw them and they were phenomenal. Lagwagon, Sick of It All, Refused. I love Refused. They're probably my favorite, still my favorite band. Fun at all. Millencolin, Sober, Charted 77. I think they're Swedish, maybe not. Dog Eat Dog, Fireside, they're from Sweden. Chicken Pox, Millencolin. Millencolin actually played at the Amnesia Amnesia Festival, 59 Times of Pain, Rancid. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the town in Sweden I'm coming from, and I'm the person who, like, initiated all of this. His name is Peter Ockvist, and he's amazing, and he had a lot of help from the music industry there, or, like, the people that were in bands and the people that love music, so, including Teban, who was supposed to be on the show today. So he'll be on a different time, and we'll chat with him. So, but I am going to play a song from the band that Teban is in, because I said, even though you're not coming on the show, I still want to play one of the songs, because it's kind of a big deal that these guys are playing again, and I totally support local music, and I love my community, and I love my hometown, and I love to support local musicians. So this is by a band called Kasjurl, and that is pronounced like that. I guess in English you would say Cass Ural, like I'm not really sure, but the song is called Merciless Insanity, and have a little listen.
Thank you.
you go. That's Cathedral from Fagersta in Sweden, my hometown. And yeah, it just kind of reminds me of like being young and being able to go into like where bands were practicing and like how awesome it is to be there when the process is happening. Like I grew up listening to a lot of punk and yeah, so whew, alrighty. There's something that I wanted to share. Ellen, do you have something you want to discuss here for a moment?
Well, there was a thing. I'm looking at this thing called Educate the Public, which is a group. And I'm just going to go and I'm just going to like this group real quickly here. But what this group, what this lady is saying here, it says, without immigrants, Trump would have no wives.
I know, that's hilarious. Like, it's so, it's kind of like, it's so ludicrous, some of this thinking about closing the borders and everything, because literally, like, what would, the world doesn't work that way. Like, people put the borders on the earth, so, and now we have
exactly.
All these problems, and some people have, like, oh, the desired color of skin, but you know what, everything goes in waves, and everything comes and goes. We just gotta be a bit more thoughtful, or a lot more thoughtful, and think about each other. And you know what? When it comes down to it, like regular people have huge hearts, and I find that the most stupid people, like how does it work? Like how come some people, like, because I wondered, it's like how come some people are so connected and compassionate, and other people behave as if they don't really rely on anybody else for anything.
I agree, and I think the thing that I has to go back down to is the education. I think the thing is that, you know, when you hear segregation, I'll give an example, right? Like the Ismaili community, for example. They give the charities and stuff, which I have heard of, like the Aga Khan hospitals and the Aga Khan services that he offers for third world countries, but they don't want to include people from other communities. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And I can speak to that because I was part of that religion. Now I will be honest that I would rather be affiliated with no religious affiliations as much as possible, because I think religion divides our country and our world.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, we do a leap of faith when it comes to the belief, religion does the leap of faith.
Yes.
But it's like, they only do a leap of faith in some areas. Like, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. Religion works, I think, but you have to be informed and you have to use your common senses. And like you were talking about the person that you're going to be interviewing, Miss Elliot.
Yes.
She said there's only one race, and that's the human race.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are all one. This planet's going to need everyone for it to work. I mean, we're in 2016 right now.
Exactly.
And I remember being a kid and feeling like anything can happen, and it's a good world we live in. And, I mean, I guess I grew up kind of protected, really, because the racism didn't affect me. I grew up in Sweden, and even at the time when I grew up, we had immigrants. More immigrants came during the, mid-80s. That's when a lot of the Middle Eastern, there was a lot of conflicts in the Middle East. So, like, you know, does anybody really want to leave their country due to war? I mean, that's something that maybe forget during these days, is that, you know, a lot of people would stay in their country if it was safe to do so.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is that it gives me a whole new opening of the eye, because sometimes the thing is that, you know, I'm non-white. I'll be honest with you. I'm non-white, and I'm not going to go and say, I'm not going to be arrogant about it, but I am going to say, I know for myself, is the fact that, you know, I even see all the divisions that I find from my non-white community as well. And I think the thing is that, you know what, for me, I have to deal with racism from I find with Caucasians, they don't have to deal with discrimination as much. But let's say, for example, minorities, they have to deal with discrimination from Caucasians, and they're minority groups too. So they have got two battles they have to battle, and I'm one of those people. Like, I have battled, like, I mean, like, I watched a movie called Race, which had to do with the guy, I think is, I forget his name, but I will have to reread this, but I do know the story of it. So what happened is this individual who was a black man, he wanted to compete for the Olympics, which he did in Germany. And Germany was going through this was during World War I or World War II. I got to read up my history a little bit here. But it had to do with the Nazis, in fact, and how he had pressure not to go there by his American counterparts because there was already problems with the rights of black people in the States. So yeah. That's a good movie to watch. I was watching that last night at the yesterday afternoon at the library.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of different things. So, like, I'm listening to you and I'm trying to write something. And, yeah, like, no, I hear you. I hear you.
And I think the thing is that what we need to do is we need to try to find a way to come together.
I think so, too. And I think these days that we're in, people are stepping up. Like, when you look around, like, way many more people are getting involved in organizations. Like, people have initiatives. Even, like, locally here, Homeless in Waterloo, that initiative, that's coming from somebody that thought that living on the streets should not happen to anyone. That is somebody that doesn't live on the street that steps up and wants to do something about it. So, like, regular people are being driven and motivated to take some extraordinary action. And really, like, that's why I wanted to do a radio show about horses, because, like, I love horses. I don't... The show is about wild horses or horses that need homes or any really, like... I've talked to horse rescues, I've talked to photographers, people that work with horses for their mental health and skills building programs. But the thing is that you can't just talk about one thing. Like, you've got to connect with the big picture, and the big picture is global. That's what I like about our station too, is that it's actually online. It wouldn't be so useful if you could only listen to this program locally here in Kitchener-Waterloo, right? I like that it's online and you can share the link. And people can listen in from anywhere.
Exactly, and they can also listen on their cable box, channel 9462, on their Rogers cable box. That's what DJ D-Rock always says when he promotes that. And I got to say that I know we got 2 minutes left on air here, then we got to close off here. So I was just going to mention here that when it comes to our communities and everything of that nature, people are stepping up, and that's true. And I also want to end by talking about Jane Elliott's quote, where she said that she's challenging white people, or Caucasian people, rather, to step up and say, we will not tolerate discrimination. But I think, going further with that, I think everyone, regardless of their skin color, needs to step up on that.
Yeah, I hear you. Alrighty, so we are actually like 20 seconds away from the show being done on this beautiful Sunday, on the 24th of July. And I hope everybody is staying hydrated and look after yourselves. And catch you guys next time.
Absolutely. And we'll see you listen to Blue Sky Horse Radio next Sunday from 2 to 4. And DJ Jenny, like every time she has her show, she's always entertaining. So thank you for having me on the show there, DJ Jenny. And thank you so much there, RJ Marshall, for calling in and taking the time to talk to us today.
Bye.